Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Melissa Harris-Perry, in for Tanzina, and this is The Takeaway. On Sunday, Israel's parliament officially ousted Benjamin Netanyahu, ending his 12-year tenure as the country's prime minister. Taking his place is far-right politician Naftali Bennett.
I, Naftali Bennett,
Ben Jim Yaakov, son of Jim Yaakov of blessed memory, Admirna Leah, may she have a long life, commit as the Prime Minister and as the future alternate Prime Minister to maintain allegiance to the State of Israel and to its laws.
Bennett has described himself as, quote, more right-wing than Netanyahu, but his coalition government includes members of centrist parties as well as the first Arab party to join an Israeli-majority coalition. And while it may be hard to see how this widely divergent coalition can effectively govern, it's pretty clear the Biden administration is hoping they'll succeed. Around 2 hours after Bennett became prime minister, President Biden called to congratulate him. That's a sharp contrast to the roughly 2 months it took Biden to call Netanyahu after being sworn in back in January. For more on this, I'm joined by Noga Tartopolsky. She's a freelance reporter based in Israel who writes for the Los Angeles Times and the Daily Beast. Noga, so great to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
So what should people in the U.S. know about Israel's new governing coalition?
Well, it's being generally described as a kind of a patchwork and a nonsensical government because it really does go from the strong left of the Israeli political arena all the way to the Islamic Movement party that you mentioned through pretty nationalist mainstream parties. But I have to say, I think they have a shot. I think we should not underestimate the extent to which the Israeli public was exhausted by the last few years of Netanyahu, and also the extent to which these eight leaders, the eight party leaders, were genuinely fearful for Israel's future if Netanyahu was not removed. And by that, I don't mean disliked him personally. I mean, they have a strong sense now that their ministries and the institutions of the state need rebuilding. So that could become a national project.
So what do you make of President Biden calling Bennett so quickly as compared to the time it took him to speak with Netanyahu?
I think the Biden administration pretty evidently is breathing a sigh of relief. Netanyahu is a strange political character because when he began in office 12 years ago, he was lauded as almost American. He has a degree from MIT. He speaks pretty much flawless English. Some people say his English is better than his Hebrew even. And he brought a kind of American style of campaigning to Israel, American style of branding as a politician. And yet in the last few years, as he's gotten embroiled in his trial, he's on trial for corruption charges. And as he did this big swing between being extremely aggressive against President Obama and then being, I would say, extremely friendly with President Trump. He was President Trump's closest international ally. It's as if something got unbalanced in the relationship. And the Biden administration was taking a cautious approach.
And in this moment with Bennett, with his hardline views on Iran and on the two-state solution with Palestinians, is this going to make it hard for the Biden administration, despite the fact there may be a sigh of relief about no longer working with Netanyahu?
It could. And I think we really are just going to have to wait and see on that.
Noga Tartopolsky is a freelance reporter based in Israel. She writes for the Los Angeles Times and the Daily Beast. Noga, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Noga also has an opinion piece on Israel's new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, that is in the New York Times today. Check it out.